Holy, holy, holy are you, O precious Lamb Jesus Christ, who gave his life for the world. Lord, we will never forget you. We will never forget you. You truly are the bread of life. You are the living water. And God, we're so grateful that you dwell in us. You are amazing, Lord Jesus, and you deserve our praise 24/7 from the moment we wake up, Lord Jesus. Please, just fill us up. Let this message be life. Let it be just you, Jesus. Let your presence come upon anyone listening, that they would see you in your glory. In your name, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to these podcast audio booze by going to any iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's booze, B-O-O-S, and you can subscribe if you're interested. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Jesus went out from there and came into his hometown, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to him? And such miracles as these performed by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. I felt like the Lord just showed me something today. I just want to share with you to let Jesus be your carpenter. Let him be your carpenter. You know, just looking into carpentry, doing some research, I found that there was four major things that a carpenter ought to be good at, ought to have skills at. And they broke it down into planning, interior design, exterior design, and laying the foundation. And Jesus Christ has done all that for you. He has. And I want to talk to you about it. You see, it's important to know that you were planned. See, the Lord really is a carpenter. He really is a builder. You weren't an afterthought. In Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 6, he says, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will." Then again, in verse 11, "Also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will." That's verse 11. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." Friends, you are not an afterthought. God prepared this for you. You are an elect. God's chosen you. And that's not doctrine to go around and start trying to put our human understanding in it and talk about the fact that God's only died for his elect, or, you know, we shouldn't go out and start sharing the gospel with people because God's going to save who's going to save anyway. The elect is for you to rest back and be comfortable knowing that your Messiah, your Lamb, your God chose you. He knew you. He knew you. So don't be discouraged about your life. Don't be anxious about your life. We live in a world that is full of triggers to get anxious and stressed and depressed and down. You should know that God's already created you. You're his workmanship. He's already prepared the things that you're supposed to do beforehand so that you walk in it. You don't prepare them. He's prepared them for you to walk in it. He's set the master plan for you, as a good carpenter does. Another thing a carpenter does is they know how to set the foundation. They know how to lay the foundation, and Jesus Christ is that foundation. He really is. It talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your foundation. And what is that foundation? It's grace, 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 and more grace. The cross of Jesus is your starting place every morning, all day, from the moment you get up to the moment you go lie back down. He is your foundation. His work is what perfected you. You can be secure in the fact that he died and rose again. Your weaknesses, your mood, your good deeds has nothing to do with your security, has nothing to do with your perfection. It's all taken care of. You can rest in that. Let him be that foundation. Apply him to your walk, to your thoughts. Lord, you've already prepared. You've built me. You've already prepared my walk. You've built my life. You've planned my life. You've laid the foundation of yourself with your life. Speak to him. Praise him for it, because he really is a master carpenter. He really is a master builder. He is good. He is good. Let him be that to you. Another trait that a carpenter must have is to be able to do interior design. They must be able to know how to work the ins and outs, the beams, the rods, set the uneven places straight. Oh boy, but we know our Jesus. He's doing that in you. He's doing that in you. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Philippians 1 verse 6, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." The biggest mistake you can make is to work on yourself. Let me say that again. The biggest mistake you can make is to work on yourself. It doesn't matter what the world is telling you. It doesn't matter what your yoga instructor is telling you. It doesn't matter what the self-help books are telling you. Jesus Christ and him alone is who works in you. And that power is available to you 24/7 right now. He's resurrected and he lives right now. He's alive and working all day, every day, right now, waiting for you to take advantage of his working power. His working power. Lift him up. Give him glory. Lay yourself aside. Don't wait until you can connect to God to worship God. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy. Even the animals, the beasts of the field will worship him. It doesn't matter about where you're at. It doesn't matter. It's about who he is. It doesn't matter if you've sinned. It doesn't matter if you feel disconnected. He is God. Worship him and let him fill you up with his presence so that he can work in you. So that he can work in you. And he will. He's faithful to you. Even if our faithfulness is lacking, he will be faithful. He'll work in you. This is a good, abundant life that we have, friends, and I want you to enjoy it. Let him be your carpenter. Let him work in you. Open your eyes to see how the Lord is shaping you each day. Don't be distracted by the world. And finally, exterior design is another trait that a carpenter, a good one, should possess. And John 15:5-8 says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." What is that fruit? What is that outward adornment? Galatians 5:22, verse 23, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You can't do it on your own. You can't make a law about it. You can't say believers are supposed to be fruitful and they're supposed to love and have joy and peace and patience, so I ought to start doing that. No. It's not a law. It's a free gift of letting Jesus Christ work in you, do his interior design in you, and he'll get the exterior going, outside, bearing, coming out of your heart. Living water just sprouting out. And you won't have anything to do with it. Your only role is to sit back and enjoy and praise him. And praise him. Jesus will adorn you with his fruit. He'll make all the fruit that you need. He will decorate you with all the good things that come from a life rooted in him. All you have to do to abide in him, and it doesn't tire me to say it, is to praise him, to worship him, to thank him, to seek him, to ask him, to beg him to fill you up with his presence. He's waiting right now for you to do that. He lives in you. Revelation 21:5 says, "He who sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." Write, for these words are faithful and true. The Lord makes things new. And he does it every day. We know Jeremiah says his mercies are new every morning. Every day you could be experiencing the freshness of a living Messiah. Every day when you wake up, when you're having your carnal nature just come out on you automatically as default, allow the Savior to make you whole, to make you new. Every day throughout your day, you can have this. If you've been listening to my podcast, you would know that I preach Jesus Christ risen, working in his saved, redeemed people all day long, available to them all day long, all day long. He's so intimately involved with our lives. When he appeared to Paul, Paul was persecuting Christians. Persecuting them, making their lives difficult. What did Jesus say to him? What did Jesus say to him when he appeared? He says, Saul, why do you persecute my people? No, why do you persecute me? That's how involved Jesus is with his people. It's personal. It's like that with you. He lives in you. Access him right now. Call upon him. Call upon him to build in you, to work his good work in you. He's a builder. He even said, I go away so I build a house for you. He has a mansion that he's building for you in heaven. Isn't that can you tell me who would do? Tell me who would come down, trade their perfection for your imperfection, be tortured, tormented, killed, willingly, voluntarily, come back from the dead, and then want to come and live in you, next to that sinful nature, until you die and forever. And then be also, because he's omnipresent, making a home for you, rent free. I mean, that's something to just praise him about right now. He's so good. He really is. He really is. Jesus Christ, friends, he is the foundation. He is the rock. He said to Peter, he wasn't calling him the first pope. He said, upon this rock, he was talking about himself. Upon this rock, I will build my church. His church, you and I, it's built on him. He is the rock. He is the rock. He is the rock of your life. Let him be. Let him be that. Bow down and give your devotion to him. Lay your feelings aside. Lay your imperfections aside. Lay your good deeds aside and just recognize him as Messiah. As the Holy One of Israel, he is going to just be, when he shows up in his glory, I can just imagine it. Just eyes with just fire, just just all his glory. And you will be with him. And all you're going to want to do is worship him. So do it now. Do it now, friends. Make your life about Jesus. It will be fruit to you. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones to make Jesus Christ your life all day long, to make him your foundation, to let him work in you inside and him only, not you trying to fix yourself. You can't fix yourself. It's like quicksand. You only make it worse when you try to fix yourself. But he'll do it. And then he'll bear fruit. He'll put the exterior design together. Because guess what? He mapped you out. He had a blueprint for your life all along. So you don't have to worry about that decision. You don't have to worry about that position you're in right now. Because he has mapped it out. All you have to do is rest through worship. Rest through praise. Rest through devotion. And live the abundant life. Lord Jesus, I lift you up and praise you, God. You're holy. You're good. I love you so much. Every day, Lord, every day you show up in my life. You bless me. You're real. You're living. You show yourself to me. And Lord, I pray that you'll show yourself to the person on the other end of this podcast. Lord, I pray that whoever you've drawn to listen to this will know your glory and worship you, will recognize that worship of you is so far beyond whether we connect to you or not, whether we're into you or not, whether we felt like we are worthy or not. It's all about you. Because, Lord, if we made it about us, if we made it about how we feel before we worshiped you, we wouldn't be worshiping you. We'd be worshiping ourselves. So, Lord, thank you that I don't have to focus on my weaknesses when I'm around you. Thank you I don't have to care about how horrible I am. Thank you I don't have to care about my imperfections and my shortcomings. Thank you I don't have to care about my emotions. You fix all that. You perfect, and you alone, Jesus Christ, Son of God. And I pray anyone listening will be encouraged. Lord, be our carpenter all day long until we die and further on to the ages to come. Be our everything, Jesus. In your name we praise you. We praise you. Amen.